You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Isaac Molina, armed with a cattle prod and a gun, argues with his Oklahoma neighbors, claiming one of their dogs bit him. Molina then attacks the neighbors with the cattle prod and breaks into their home, shooting their dogs.
Nancy, Molina shocked one of the victims with the cattle prod, which carries enough voltage to burn human skin, and struck the other in the back of the head with the prod. Once inside the home, Molina targeted his neighbor's pets and killed two dogs, injuring a third.
Molina, 22, booked at the Comanche County Detention Center on multiple charges such as assault and battery, firing into a home, and three counts cruelty to animals. Missouri Taco Bell employee Herbert Harris confronts a customer after complaints are made through the drive-thru speaker. The driver stays in the car, but his girlfriend gets out to stand between the two arguing men. When Harris slaps her, the driver gets out holding a gun. Then Harris pulls his own gun. Both men shoot each other in the leg.
The customer was unhappy after Harris said the restaurant was out of a menu item and he decided not to order. Unable to leave the drive-thru because a car had pulled in behind them, the couple sat waiting to pull forward far enough to exit the lane. Harris approached their car and initially asked the customer to fight him, then went back inside and returned with a gun.
Both men expected to make a full recovery, but Harris definitely will not be going back to work at Taco Bell. He's now facing charges of assault and criminal action. A Texas cop's intuition kicks in after he finds nearly $7,000 cash underneath the carpet in a car during a traffic stop. Then he finds a 3-gallon secret compartment in the gas tank. The cop then discovers the liquid is liquid fentanyl.
And Nancy, the cops tested the liquid after it did not crystallize like meth would in open air, and it came back positive for fentanyl. The find is now holding a record for the largest amount of liquid fentanyl confiscated. 2 milliliters of powdered fentanyl will cause an overdose in an adult, meaning the container held more than 5 million lethal doses of fentanyl.
Cops call in hazmat to clean the scene and dispose of 25 pounds of drugs. More crime and justice news after this.
Neu in der Deutschlandcard-App. Sammle Punkte mit deinen Kassenbons von DM, Rossmann und vielen weiteren Supermärkten und Drogerien. Einfach Kassenbons scannen, punkten und sparen. Jetzt gratis mit der Deutschlandcard-App.
Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A woman who watched her former boyfriend kill 6 members of his family, including 2 young boys at their Chicago home, then helped him steal their property, was sentenced to 25 years in prison. 25-year-old Japheth Ramos pleaded guilty to armed robbery under a deal with Cook County prosecutors in which she agreed to testify against the former boyfriend, Diego Urbe Cruz. The Cook County state's attorney said the girlfriend's testimony was crucial.
To give the jury context for why these murders happened.
Urbe Cruz was sentenced to life in prison last month for 6 counts of first-degree murder in the February 2016 slayings in the victim's bungalow on the city's southwest side. The leader of a small polygamous group near the Arizona-Utah border had taken at least 20 wives, most of them minors, and punished followers who did not treat him as a prophet. Crime Online's Sydney Sumner with details from newly filed federal court documents.
According to an FBI affidavit, Samuel Bateman was a former member of the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, or FLDS, until he left to start his own small offshoot group. He was supported financially by male followers who also gave up their own wives and children to be Bateman's wives. The document filed Friday provides new insight about what investigators have found in a case that first became public in August.
The affidavit also accompanied charges of kidnapping and impeding a foreseeable prosecution against 3 of Bateman's wives. 3 former St. Louis aldermen, including the longtime board president, will go to prison for accepting bribes from a businessman. The sentences handed down in federal court ended a 3-year investigation. The businessman provided bribes in exchange for tax breaks and a reduced rate in obtaining a city-owned property.
Federal officials have not named the businessman, but our friends with the St. Louis Post-Dispatch reported he's facing his own federal charges. All three men were indicted in May and pleaded guilty in August. The Minnesota Board of Pharmacy has sued a manufacturer of THC-laced gummies, saying the company's candies contain far stronger doses of the chemical that gives marijuana its high than state law allows. Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
The lawsuit alleges that Northland Vapor Co. and its stores are violating Minnesota's new law allowing low-potency edible and drinkable cannabinoids. Those products must not contain more than 5 milligrams of hemp-derived THC in a single serving, or more than 50 milligrams per package. But investigators found candies with 20 times the legal dose and packages containing 50 times the limit.
The lawsuit also says that so-called Death by Gummy Bears products also violate a provision that edibles must not resemble people, animals, or fruit. Another product, sold under the name Wonky Weeds, also exceeded the state's limits.
Christopher Spaulding uses the Rockdale County Sheriff's Office Facebook page to ask why he was left off a, quote, most wanted list they compiled. The sheriff's office replies to Spaulding, we're on the way, and promptly arrests him on two probation violations. Spaulding, 40, then becomes the subject of a new post from the sheriff's office, which thanks him for his assistance in his own arrest. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.